An exhibition in Rockford closes this Saturday with a live musical performance by the artist. She'll interpret animated images she created. It's part of an effort by a new gallery space to promote art that goes beyond the paintbrush. WNIJ's Guy Stevens has more.
So yeah, we open July 20th.
New Genres Art Space co-founders Jason Judd and Iga Duchowska show me into a large, high-ceilinged room on an upper floor of the Rockford Public Library's Nordlof Center in downtown Rockford. It's one result of a partnership between the institutions. Judd says the idea behind New Genres is something the husband and wife team have thought about in some fashion since meeting as graduate students at Northern Illinois University. He's now a museum curator. She's an artist and arts educator. In some ways, it resembles a black box theater, except it's white. But Duchowska says the concept of a neutral, flexible space is the same.
It's very modifiable, right? So it's a different experience every time you come in. For each show, for each artist, we repaint, we move the equipment around. The animations or videos are projected on different spaces, different surfaces.
Judd turns off the lights, hits a key, and the space is transformed to magical and dizzying effect that Duchowska explains.
It's a three-channel video, so on three surfaces, on three walls, you see different animations playing, and they're stop-motion animations. So the picture is taken, the objects are moved, the picture is taken again, and it creates an illusion of movement. Geometric shapes and figures and lines and patterns.
Right now, at least, there's no sound. Judd says that's deliberate. He says the artist, Selena Trepp, started as an experimental musician.
And she spoke to us about often being asked to produce an animation to somebody's score, which is a very usual collaboration between musicians and animators. And that prompted her to think about maybe a different way to use her animation as the score.
So musicians are invited to interpret and translate the films into sound in a live improvised performance. That happened at the exhibit's September opening with musicians Veronica Soria Martinez and Tyler Rudick. And it will happen at its close. Spectralina is Trepp's experimental music project with husband and partner Dan Bitney of the band Tortoise. They'll improvise an electronic soundscape to the animations she created. That explains one meaning of the show's title, I Work With What I Have. Judd says Trepp is also making a statement with her choice of materials. Everything you see in the films was recycled from materials she already had in her studio and reused for the project. That also fits with the title of the show. But Judd says, New Genres is not just a gallery.
We are a nonprofit that focuses on education, communication, and hopefully revealing through our experience and our talents and our teaching abilities why new media, electronic, computer-based, new genre art is important to everybody in their everyday life.
Animation and sound art classes, an artist in residence, and a student in residence are already happening or on the schedule of the art space. So is a show by Time Art students at NIU. Judd and Duchowska say the idea is to establish in Rockford a center for digital and animation art, a center that can sustain and grow as it reaches out to the community, and continue to promote new genres of art to new generations. I'm Guy Stevens.